Hey, girly girls, and welcome back to the pod. So, I've spent the past 30 minutes trying to figure out how to use Audacity, but I literally can't. Like, I'm not good with tech, okay? So, we decided that's not gonna happen, but I'm still recording this episode. It is Friday around noon, and I'm super excited because today we're talking all about periods. And I posted a bunch of stuff on my story, doing some polls, asking if y'all had any questions or had anything you wanted me to include, which you did. So that was super fun, and I'm really excited to include some of the things that you guys suggested. So let's just get into the best and worst of the week, and I'm gonna try to go through this pretty quickly because I feel like I have a good amount to say about periods, and I really don't want this episode to be an hour because most people prefer like the 30, 45-minute episode, so I'm really aiming for that. I'm really gonna try. It's kind of hard though to make something chatty but like short, but I'm gonna try. I'm gonna do my best. So we're just gonna go through this really quickly. For the best of my week, it's that I have fall break this weekend, meaning I don't have school today or on Monday. So that's super exciting. And I'm just really happy because this week at school was not very good, relating to my worst of the week, which was like test anxiety. I've never before in my entire life gotten test anxiety before, but then I did, and I like failed a physics quiz, like actually failed. Like I know some people are like, "Oh my gosh, I failed. I got like an 85." No, like I failed. I got a 56, okay? That has never happened to me before. I would say I'm pretty good at school, like test taking. So that was not fun, but you know, moving past it, I'm excited to be recording. I'm excited that it's break, and I'm not gonna let that get me down. And this relates to my quote of the week, which I was looking for quotes on Pinterest, but then I decided, you know what? I'm just gonna make my own quote because, like, whatever, and I didn't want to spend 30 minutes scrolling through Pinterest. I mean, which that's pretty fun, but besides the point. Okay, so my quote is, "Don't let something bad that only lasted for a fraction of a second ruin your entire day." And I think this quote is really relevant just for today's topic, which is periods or just like anxiety or like school, any stress. It's that if something bad is happening during the day, like one thing, but the rest of your day was fine, don't let that define your day. The bad moment does not define all the good moments and make them not valid. So I think that's just really important to remember. And I think especially with periods, because I feel like a lot of people, when they're on their period, maybe don't feel their best. Maybe they feel kind of gross, kind of icky, or they're in a bad mood. I don't know, but I don't think that should let You should let that ruin your day, and you should just look at the positive things. That doesn't mean the bad things aren't valid, because they are, but it's important not to always just look at the negative and disregard all the positive things. It's kind of funny because recording this episode, I actually am on my period, so I guess that's pretty cool. Go me for planning this correctly, I guess, because a few weeks ago, I just wrote down a bunch of episode ideas and when I wanted to do it and put it on this week. So that's pretty fun. This was literally the shortest intro I think I've ever done in this entire podcast. It's literally been like 3 minutes. Usually all my intros are like 10. I kind of feel bad though because I feel like I just talk for 10 minutes. I need to stop doing that. Like, I'm gonna make it my goal to make my intro shorter and to actually get into my topic. I think that would be good. Okay, so before I get into everything, you know the drill. Leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And I know this, I say this literally every episode, and people who probably did do these things are probably super annoyed. So I'm sorry, but you know, gotta say it, gotta remind the people. And yeah, so let's get into it. I have so much to say, like, I don't know where I want to start. I mean, I kind of have like an outline or like planned, but then I also have like screenshots of things on my phone people wanted me to include. So I think this will just be like a chatty little episode. So I'm super excited. Periods, right? Okay. No, that's it. Periods. Period poo. Okay, so I feel like periods are super taboo, and like, I feel like no one talks about it really unless you like search on YouTube for like 3 hours and like find some videos. But even then, all the videos are like so old. But I feel like no one talks about it like on TV shows or like even in books. Like, I've read books where someone would be like, let's say, kidnapped or something, or like in a prison or moved to a different country. And I always wonder, I'm like, what do they do for their period? Like, and no one talks about it. Like, I'm genuinely so curious, because like, what do fictional characters do? Like, these badass women in books, like, they're going around like slaying dragons or whatever, some shit, but like, what do they do for their period? I don't know. Just random thoughts that's not really related. Okay, but speaking of like, I feel like periods just aren't portrayed in the media and like pop culture. I feel like there's something that people feel like they need to stay away from, or that they shouldn't be talked about. Let me just pull up some things on my phone from the polls that I did. The majority of people said that they were embarrassed to talk about their period, or that they were just embarrassed of like having a period. And I feel like what's mainly to blame is that the education of periods are not good. Their portrayal in media is not good. And whenever they're talked about, it always has like a negative connotation. Like, me personally, I'll get into this later, but like, I don't hate my period. Like, I honestly think it's kind of fun. Everyone's listening is like jaw dropped. They're like, what the literal heck? I don't know, okay? I'll explain it later. Like, I used to hate my period and it used to make me feel disgusting, but now I think it's kind of fun and it's kind of cool. So, speaking of like period education, I just want to get into like how I learned about periods and like what I was told in school, and I guess like the period education I got. So, I first heard about periods, well, in one of those books I had. I don't remember what it was called. It was like a girl's guide that talked all about like puberty, and like I remember seeing it was like talked about like having your period and like boobs and stuff. I don't know. Someone probably knows the name of the book. I feel like every person when they were growing up had this book, whether you're male or female, like everybody. I don't know. So that was like when I was in third grade, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not getting a period. Like, I'm gonna be that one exception who just doesn't get a period. Like, I literally didn't think it would happen. But so then in school, we learned about periods in like a health class in fifth grade, and everyone was so scared. Like, all the girls in my grade were like, oh my God, what is this? And the nurse who was like, I guess, teaching the little class brought in like pads and tampons, and she literally just like threw them on tables and was like, okay, open them. And no one would touch them. Literally everyone was so scared just to touch the pad. And we all had one girl do it, and we were all watching her like, oh my God, oh my God, like, what is that? You know, and I feel like that's just like so messed up. Like, what the heck? Why was I scared? But during that class, I have a really funny memory, is that this girl who was in my grade asked if she would still get a period even though she has scoliosis. And that's kind of funny, but also that just goes to show, like, periods, there's not that much education. And this was in fifth grade, okay? And maybe, like, I don't know, a few of the girls, or like half the girls in my grade had gotten their periods, a lot of them were about to, and it's just like, that just goes to show that, like, no one really knows. And to be honest, I learned the majority of what I do know about like periods and how to like use a tampon or how to use a cup, like, from YouTube. Like, literally, that's the only reason I know anything. And it's kind of sad that I had to go out and search for information that people should have just told me, I should have learned about when I was younger. I should know that there were more options than like a tampon and a pad. Like, those were the only options that I ever heard about in school, which is just, like, if I had known about, like, cups or, like, discs or reusable pads in, like, fifth grade, I 100% would not have started using, like, tampons or something. Because, honestly, tampons and pads gross me out. Specifically pads. I can't, okay? It's just the smell, and it makes me want to gag. And I don't think, like, I'm getting into this later, but, like, I guess I'll touch on it now. But periods, like, actually don't smell, but it's just, like, the cotton, and, like, when something is soaking in cotton, it makes it smell. So I think that's just an important something to point out. Also, this episode, probably the whole thing, is going to be a little TMI. So if you're not into that, or if you're uncomfortable, then, I mean, you can leave, but I still think it's important for you to educate yourself and deal through topics that might seem uncomfortable just because maybe you didn't have a parent who really talked about it, maybe your school didn't educate you enough, or maybe you didn't feel comfortable seeking out information for yourself. So here it is, just gonna lay it all out there. I was scared to talk about my period when I was younger, even with like my mom, my friends, and especially boys, okay? Like if there was a boy around and maybe I was talking with my friend about a period, no. The conversation stopped. We did not talk about it anymore, and that was it. And I think that's really sad because I feel like boys especially like don't understand periods and just make fun of girls. Like honestly, that is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. Like you should congratulate someone for having a period. Like who in their teen years wants to be pregnant? Like dude, like, congrats, you're not pregnant. Like, go you. I mean, that's a pretty big accomplishment. That's pretty cool. I feel like in society, young girls especially are made fun for being on their periods, and that periods just have negative connotations like PMS or horrible cramps or that you can't be active or that everyone on their period is moody and mean and is just rude. And I think that's not true, but especially on one of the polls I did, I asked if anyone has ever commented on your attitude or asked if you were PMSing, and 75% of the people that responded said yes. And I think that just shows like our society is so messed up. Like, and I've even had like parents or like friends or siblings, if I'm in a bad mood, they're like, oh my God, Carmen, like, are you on your period? No, I'm not on my period. Like, what? I just don't understand why people just assume that someone isn't in a good mood, that they're on their period. Most times when I'm on my period, I'm in the best freaking mood, okay? Like, I feel great. I feel awesome. It's the week before that I feel like absolute crap. And that's usually how I know when my period's starting. It's that I get really anxious. I start watching like sad movies. I get really emotional. You know, that's just like my telltale signs, I guess. And also I start like cramping before my period. I usually don't get cramps during my period, but sometimes I get like lower back pain. So it's not as bad. And I'm super grateful for that because I know a lot of girls struggle with cramps. And I would say that if you do, when I struggled with cramps in the past, what helped the most was using like a heated blanket or something and taking Tylenol, taking medicine before it started happening. Like if you know you're gonna have your period the next day, then just take Tylenol the night before. Trust me, you'll feel a lot better. And honestly, also like light exercise really helps, like yoga. Yoga can make you feel so good and make you feel so much better. It's definitely not true that you can't exercise on your period. Like, whoever told you that is lying. You 100% can, and it'll just make you feel a lot better. So getting into like my first period story, because like not a fun time. I don't exactly remember how old I was. I think maybe it was the summer. Like, oh wait, no. It was like May of fifth grade, okay? And so I was going on a little road trip with my brother and my dad, and we were going to Mammoth Cave, which is a spot in Kentucky. Obviously, it's like a cave. You just like walk through it. It's pretty cool. And so I got my period when we were on that little trip thing. Luckily, it was an overnight, because or else that would not have been good. But like before this, like the months before, like I could tell like I was about to get my period. Like I was like, my period's coming soon. I need to like do all this research. So I would spend like hours on YouTube watching like period videos, how to use like a tampon, how to do whatever. And like in my bathroom, my mom had just given us like pads and tampons just like that year, I guess, because we were talking about it or whatever. I don't know. So I had all the stuff at my house, but obviously not with me in the car. And I got my period and I was wearing these jean shorts, and of course I bled through and it stained. But luckily, okay, I had an extra pair of pants, so I changed into that. But like, it was just kind of traumatic just being with my brother and my dad and not being able to tell anyone and being so confused. I'm like, what is happening to me? Am I dying? Like, there's blood. I'm literally gonna die. And, you know, just like, those were the thoughts going through my mind. I was honestly like scared to tell anybody I got my period. Like, I didn't tell my mom till like months later because like I literally learned everything from YouTube. Like I already said, so I like taught myself how to use a tampon. The first time I used a tampon, oh my god, I literally wanted to die. I don't know. I think I did it wrong somehow, but I could only keep it in for like 30 minutes and it was like shooting like pains in my stomach. It was so weird. And it hurt so badly. So then I was like, no, I'm not doing that. So then I tried to like use nothing for my period, which I guess is like called free bleeding. I didn't know what that was. But I was like, no, I don't need anything. Like, it'll just go away. Like, it's not gonna come back. No, that did not work. Please don't do that. And I did not use pads. They grossed me out. I also thought it was weird because like in pads, you can like feel it coming out. And it's like, I can't. It makes me want to gag. Like, I guess if for your religion for some reason, or like your parents don't want you using tampons because they, I don't know, people think that if you use like tampons, you've lost your virginity, which just, I don't understand. That makes zero sense to me. Like a tampon, that is not, okay, that is not the same. I just, it baffles me. I don't understand. But pads gross me out. That was a no-go. So I used tampons and I learned how to do everything from YouTube. I didn't really talk to anybody. I didn't tell my sister. I think I got my period before my sister. I don't remember. My period, like, before this year, I did not really know how to handle it, to be honest. Like, in eighth grade, we had a school field trip. And this is just, like, a period story. It's not really about mine, but I literally, me and another friend had to teach a girl how to use a tampon in, like, this public bathroom on a field trip because she didn't know how. And that's in eighth grade. Like, I think that's just insane that girls don't know how to use like period products when they're like in middle school. Like, that should be taught. Everyone should know how. And that's just insane. And I think that just goes to show that the education system is not doing its job and that people don't know enough and that you shouldn't just have to figure out everything from YouTube. Like, if we didn't have YouTube, I don't know what I would have done. Like, I just don't know. And like at school, I'd be so embarrassed of my period. In middle school, I would literally, like, if I knew I was gonna have my period, I would be so scared of someone finding out because, like, God forbid anyone knew I had a period, right? Like, no. And so I would literally hide tampons, like, in my shoes, in my sleeves, in my locker, in my backpack. And, like, I know all of y'all can relate if you're in school where if you put it in your backpack and then like you have your backpack next to your desk and then you just like kind of put it up your sleeve, you know what I'm talking about? Like that discreet little thing if you have a tampon. It's so dumb that we have to hide that or that it's embarrassing. Especially it's horrible like if a teacher won't let you leave the room. It's like, oh my god, like, dude. I gotta go. Sorry, I don't want to bleed all over your chair and, like, stain my pants. Like, no. And literally until, like, this past year, my biggest fear was, like, bleeding through white pants. Like, I literally wouldn't even wear white pants. I would not wear any light colors on my period. I literally would dress, like, in all black on my periods. And, like, right now, I'm, like, in this super cute light blue dress. And I'm just, like, fine. And before, I would have never even think about wearing a dress in my period. Like, no, that was a 100% would never do that. And I would have the biggest fear of, like, bleeding through. I even had dreams about it. I have this one dream that I remember. It was that I was at dinner with some boy and his parents. I don't know who. It was, like, some random person. This was a dream in middle school. And I had a dream that I bled through my pants. And yes, they were white jeans. Oh, wait, were they? I don't remember. But I bled through my pants. And the mom, like, saw me. And she could see that I was, like, freaking out. So she was like, oh, don't worry. It's just like the spaghetti sauce spilled. It's okay. You can go to the bathroom and like clean up. And it's just like, I always had the biggest fear of like getting up and like having just a bunch of blood sitting in my chair. Like that was my biggest fear in middle school. Was just, I don't know. I think that's really sad. And I think that was, my period was like, has always been like kind of messed up. And that's because like in middle school, I guess, I don't know, I think there's something wrong with my hormones. And then like freshman year, I was taking birth control for a few months, but it made me like super nauseous and super moody and I hated it. So I had to go off of it. And then that just messed up my period. So now it's like kind of back to normal. And speaking of that, I really want to bring this up, but I use a period app to track my cycle or whatever, and it is called Spot On, and my friend told me about it, and it's really good and it's super helpful, especially because like if you have a regular period, which at the moment mine's not, but like it'll like predict when your period is, and you can like look at the schedule and you can like, it asks you like what's going on with your day, and you can say like what happened during your period, like if you ate healthy, if you ate junk, if you couldn't really sleep, if you did some self-care, like your mood, how your body felt, like if you had acne or something. And that's been super helpful, and I've been using that I think since sophomore year, and it's super helpful, especially if I need to look back on it and like see. I really suggest tracking your period, especially if you're worried about it being irregular. That would help out a lot, and then you can just like track it, or if you had to go to the doctor for it, you could just show them that. And I think that's really important just to know, and also it helps you for not having your period sneak up on you, because like that is the worst feeling ever, especially if you don't have something, and that is so stressful. But speaking of that, I have story time. So I don't use tampons, or I never use pads, but I don't use tampons anymore. And recently, this March, I started using a menstrual cup, and I'm literally obsessed with it. Like, it actually changed the way that I viewed my body and, like, my period. This is gonna sound like me doing, like, an ad for the cup, but, like, I'm so obsessed with it. It's kind of like a weird obsession. Like over quarantine, I just got obsessed with like periods and learning about like menstrual cups and anything, but okay, whatever. And the good thing about a menstrual cup, you can keep it in max 12 hours, which is like more than you can for a tampon, pretty sure more than you can for a pad. And it's like super easy. The only thing is that there's a little bit of a learning curve, but I feel like with tampons there is too, and like pads, I guess there is. I mean, I don't really know. Now, like, once you figure out how to do it, like, it's honestly amazing. Like, it's life-changing. That might sound a little dramatic, but, like, it literally is. And there's, like, this gross part of me that's just, like, I like being able to see the blood. Like, that's, I don't know. That's probably, like, so weird. And everyone's, like, if you don't use a cup, then you're, like, oh, my God, what is she talking about? But if you do, you feel me. You get it. I mean, it's a very intimate thing. You gotta put your fingers up there, but I mean, it's not that bad, and it's honestly, like, kind of feels cleaner than, like, using a tampon or pad, because there's not, like, any cotton, and also, make a plus, it doesn't stink up your bathroom, because you're just, like, dumping it into the toilet, so that's so nice. If you're worried about sustainability and trying to be environmentally cautious or environmentally aware, then this is a really good option. And also the cup can last you like 10 years. So like you're reducing your period waste a lot. And like I have, I think, 2 blog posts about this. Like one is about like cups and a bunch of tips. So if you're new to cups or interested in that, I highly suggest using that, because I don't really want to get into that in this episode, since like, I mean, I have a whole post about it already and I just would be repeating myself. And I also have a whole post about like other sustainable period options and like how to have a sustainable period. But when I was doing like research for that, I honestly didn't realize how much waste like period products produce. And like you can't recycle them, obviously. So it's like building up in landfills. And also, menstrual cups are like so much cheaper, and The biggest plus, not really, but I guess because I talked about this with another podcaster, is like just the awkwardness of going into a store with like a parent, especially like your dad or something. You don't have to do that, okay? You buy this once and you never have to go into the store again. Like, that's pretty cool. And a mega plus, you're saving money. You don't have to go through that awkwardness or like telling someone what type of pad or tampon you want and then they get the wrong one and then you still have to use it and it's like super annoying. And like the only thing that I do buy like is like panty liners, just because like sometimes there's spotting or whatever, and I just like to be safe and I don't like to bleed through, because again, fear of that. And that actually happened to me, I forgot about this, just remembered, at the pool one time. Oh my god. So I had a tampon in, right? This was before I started using a cup, and I literally bled through. And I was there with my best friend, who we were very close, she didn't really care, but and we literally had to leave the pool so fast, and we walked to the pool. So I had like a towel wrapped around me. I could like feel it, you know, like coming out. I was like, gotta walk faster. I was like telling my friend, I was like, can we like go, speed it up. And so then I got home and we had bled through. She was sweet, she was nice, and she like gave me a tampon. But like, I just have PTSD of bleeding through. But like, I've used a cup swimming and it's perfectly fine. It's honestly a lot better. And even when I like have a cup, like sometimes I have to set like alarms because I forget that it's there, which I mean is super awesome. But also like I've forgotten to like take it out until like a few hours later and I'm like, oh crap. But I mean, it's not the end of the world, because also I don't think the cups can give you toxic shock syndrome since they're made out of like silicone, which mega plus if you're worried about that. So something that was brought up, that girls are taught that we should hide our periods, but it's natural, we need to be more period positive. And I totally agree with that. I definitely think that it's all about like girls supporting girls. So often we bring each other down, and really we really need to help each other out, especially like there's a lot of bonding going on. Like if you're in the bathroom with someone and they ask for like a tampon or something, like that's a bonding experience. Like you're friends now, okay? You're officially bros. And I think we just all need to be a little bit more conscious. Or if we see someone bled through, maybe we could offer them like a jacket or like a tampon, or not like point it out really or make them feel bad about it, because it's like you can't control it. And if someone isn't feeling great on their period, or maybe their face is breaking out, just like try to be nice. I totally agree that periods shouldn't be shameful, and that we really need to learn like as a society and like accept that they're normal, and that it's honestly like a blessing, and they shouldn't be seen as horrible. Like literally, this is me going back to like menstrual cups. My period, I can do whatever I want, like on my period, that I can do like any other time. The only thing I would say is the week before my period, I'm an absolute mess, okay? On my period though, I feel on top of the world. I'm super productive. I feel like glowy. I feel great. And I don't feel gross at all. Like I look cute. I feel cute. Maybe this is just because I use a cup, because I know when I use tampons, I literally felt like a rat. Like, I felt so disgusting, okay? I was like a sewer rat who would like hibernate in, I don't know, wherever sewer rats hibernate, in my bed, okay? Like, ugh, oh my god, so bad, so disgusting. I felt horrible. Not anymore. Also, speaking of like rats, the other night at dinner, a killer hornet literally fell from the ceiling. We were eating outside at some restaurant, and a killer hornet fell from the ceiling and landed on my plate, and I've never been so scared in my entire life. I swear it was like as big as my finger and twice as thick. Like I actually screamed and I ran away from the table and then I hid in the car, okay? It was horrible, and I literally thought I was gonna have a nightmare about it. I mean, I still might. I couldn't stop thinking about it. Okay, that's off topic. I was asked if I had any horror stories. I don't really think so, but I do know I have a few funny stories. So this one is about my friend So we were in a class together and I was telling a funny story or something and she started laughing so hard. She claims that she laughed so hard that her period started, okay? So she literally, she raised her hand and then ran out of the room. And the boy that was sitting next to us was like, oh my gosh, what happened? Like, is she okay? Is she sick? And of course I knew what happened because she stared at me. It's like, you know, when you get your period and you like feel it and your like heart drops, you start looking around, you're like, oh, did that just happen? Like, does anyone else get that feeling? It's like the sudden dread. Like, I don't mind my period, but like it's starting when I'm not prepared. I'm like, oh no, especially like at school or something. And that was the funniest moment. I felt so bad, but like she was fine. It was so funny, so good. And then another moment is just like, so I used to go to camp for like 4 weeks, right? So obviously we would get our periods. And it's just like having your period at camp is like the worst experience ever. And especially if you use like tampons or pads, you have to like carry around like a giant bag of it, especially if you're going like hiking for a few days. And it just like that experience overall really just made me like hate, I guess, like single use period things. And I don't like them. And yeah. So I think I answered the next question earlier, but I'll just go over it again. That was, how do you deal with period cramps? So as I said, I'm blessed that I don't really get bad cramps. It's usually lower back pain, which is really uncomfortable, but it's not that bad. But if I have gotten cramps, or I know friends who've gotten cramps, again, using like a heating pad, a heated blanket helps. Doing yoga or maybe going for a walk, taking some medicine like Tylenol has helped, or I've heard drinking water, trying to go to sleep, stuff like that. I feel like there's not that much you can do, but like do those little things. Maybe try to do something else that won't make you like focus on it. Maybe you could like watch a movie, play a game, try to do something to distract yourself. And if you're at school and don't like have any of these things, you go to the nurse and ask for Tylenol. And also I know like if you just put like your hands on your stomach, that's like kind of warm and that helps. I've done that before, like my stomach hurts. And yeah, so someone else wanted me to talk about like period mood swings, which as I said, I get so moody the week before my period. I get so anxious, so overwhelmed. And I feel like that's common for a lot of people. Maybe that's why there's such like the stereotype that girls are so horrible on their periods just because they feel bad. But I think it's just like when your hormones are changing, your emotions are too. That's not necessarily like a bad thing. And I think it's just for like a few days I don't feel my best. Like when I'm on my period, I feel great, okay? I feel amazing. And I think that's pretty cool. And also, I think it's, I don't know, I've said this before, but like, women can do so much when they're literally like bleeding for 7 days straight. Like, does no one else think that's like insane? Like, what the actual heck? I'm sorry, but that's like just the coolest thing ever. I don't know. It's honestly just like puts things in perspective. And I feel like it's really disrespectful when young boys say that they have it harder. When they don't know what all the girls have to go through, how some girls, their periods, it literally makes them sick. I have friends who get like feverish on their periods and I feel horrible about them. But also, I don't know, some people struggle with their period. I know that it's just, for a lot of people, it's not a fun time, but I think it's all about your mindset and how you handle it. And if your period is really out of control, then definitely I 100% recommend going to a doctor. They'll probably recommend some type of birth control to get it regulated or something, or maybe there's something you need to do with your hormones. But definitely if it's out of control, go to a doctor and you can figure that out. Like if your period is super irregular, if your bleeding is super heavy, track your period, show them what you did. And just like, if you don't want to use an app, you could write down how you feel each day because of your period. Maybe your bleeding was super heavy, you went through like, I don't know, like more than one tampon an hour or something, like stuff like that, you should be able to tell your doctor. Just some last, I guess, like tips and advice and reminders is that everyone has a period, or at least if you're a menstruating human, you have a period. It's important to remember that a lot of people get their periods and it's not something you should be ashamed of. It's a common theme that people can share together and that you should be able to accept. And having a period is not a bad thing. Like, it's not bad. It's just something that we all have to go through. And I feel like it doesn't always have to be so negative. Like, it all depends on how you see it, what you think about it, and like how you really deal with it and like think about it. And also, if I could go back and tell myself something, I would definitely say talk about it more with your friends, with your mom, with your dad, with a parental guardian person. Just talk about it, because the more you talk about something, the more comfortable it'll feel. And if you have a podcast, maybe talk about your experience. If you have a blog, talk about that. Like, share, because you don't know who you could be helping. Maybe some girl really needs help. Maybe they were like me and didn't know anything about a period, or it needs to know from like someone, and they want it to be like someone relatable, maybe like a fellow teen or something. Like, what you post online can help so many people. So I think it's really important to spread the word and destigmatize talking about periods. Again, don't be scared to talk about your period. Literally, I talk about my period all the time with my guy best friend. Like, he reads my blog and stuff, so we talk about a lot. I have a lot of blog posts about like period stuff, just because I think it's so cool, it's so interesting. And like, over quarantine, as I said, I was like kind of obsessed with menstrual cups. I mean, I kind of am, but like not as much. It's just so fun. But anyway, I talk about it with my guy best friend, and he always tells me, like, I'll say something, and he was like, I honestly didn't know that girls had to go through this, or like that you felt this way, or that. He said he thought it was so cool that I actually didn't mind my period and that I didn't think it was that bad. And he said he didn't know that some girls didn't hate their period, or that some girls have to deal with so much. And I think that's really important for men to be educated, especially because he has a younger sister, and maybe what he learns from me he could help her. And it's, or like a future girlfriend or like wife or something. Like, we need to educate the men in our society to know more about periods, to accept them, to not make fun of young girls for starting their period or maybe like bleeding through their pants. Like, that's not something to make fun of someone for, because it's not something they can control. And I mean, I'm sure all of your parents told you this, but like, you don't make fun of someone for something that they can't control. Like, that's just being plain out rude, plain out mean. And also, it's not your place to tell someone like what's gross and that there's something wrong with their body. Like, that is not your place. Your period, it is not gross, okay? It is not. It's cool. Like, if you start thinking about it that way, I don't know. Everyone probably is listening to this and they're like, I hate my period, it's so gross. But I think it's really cool. And maybe I'm like that one hippie person that's like, oh my god, period's so cool. But like, it's not gross. Using a cup really made me realize that like, it's not gross. It's not something I should be ashamed of. Like, it just is. It's just something that's a part of my life. And I mean, that doesn't mean I have to hate it. And it's not inconveniencing me. And it's just something I gotta do. And I get to use a pretty cool product that I think is fun. And yeah. So just remember, be comfortable with your body, accept it, accept everything that's happening. And maybe then your period won't feel like so much of an invasion or something that's negative and bad and that you can't think about or that you can't ask someone about. And also, it's so important just to reach out to your friends and ask them about their experiences. And make them feel comfortable talking about it with you, because maybe they don't feel comfortable all the time, and you could make them open up their views and make them feel more comfortable, and maybe they'll just gain a new perspective. And that's what I am hoping that I can help with you all, is that you'll feel more comfortable and just accept your period. And maybe, I know I talked about menstrual cups for a while, I'm not trying to push you to use a menstrual cup, though you should, it's super fun. But like, whatever you do, it doesn't really matter. And it's just that you accept it and that you accept yourself and know that these are the circumstances and there's nothing you can do to change them, and it's all about how you deal with them. And I think I'm gonna leave it at that. And again, please don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, and do all the things. And before I end out this episode, I have a few closing remarks. Remember to check out my blog. Again, I will have two links below of the two period blog posts I've done. Don't forget to join my newsletter. I send out an email every Sunday. And if you need any help with anything, advice, or if you have feedback, feel free to email me at thegirlygirlpodcast@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram @thegirlygirlpodcast. or you can comment on YouTube on this YouTube video. And yeah, make sure to subscribe on YouTube if you're on that. So that is it from me. I hope this helped. This episode was I feel like it was a good length, yeah. But remember that you're amazing and that there's nothing wrong with you and that periods are normal and periods are beautiful and all you gotta do is accept it. And yeah, I mean, you don't have to like it. You just have to accept that it's there and realize that it's not always a bad thing. So I'll see y'all next week, and I hope you have the best week ever. I'm sending you lots of love and support over this week. I know school has been challenging for many of us, especially junior year. So I'm sending you love. Bye, girly girls, and I'll see you next week.